Time for our Bahuskas Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Bahuska head football coach Joe Tillman. Huskies dropping their third straight ball game at Chisholm this past week, 56-10. Coach Tillman, I know we talked before the ball game last week that you were excited to see you guys face a team that's going to compete for the 2A state championship. Chisholm, obviously one of the best teams in Class 2A. They're 9-0. And 56-10, obviously I didn't get a chance to see the ball game over to the north of Enid, but that's a closer game than a lot of some of the ball games Chisholm have been in this year. What did you think about your performance on Friday?
Well, I thought, you know, we came out and fought pretty hard initially. At the end of the first quarter, the score is 8-3. And then probably 2 or 3 minutes into the second quarter, Chisholm found their rhythm and they started exploding on us. And, you know, I look back and, you know, we have some things that happened to us, been happening all year. And, you know, again, it starts with me, but we had 7 penalties in the first quarter for close to 75 yards. And those mistakes just, you can't play with a team like Chisholm. You can't compete with anybody making those mental mistakes, holding penalties, jumping off sides. Those types of things have been haunting us all year long. And, again, those are things that we'll address in the off season. But Chisholm, my hat's off to them. Very well coached. Just the atmosphere up there is what I wanted our kids to experience. And it is a big-time atmosphere of Class 2A football, and they do a wonderful job. And, you know, you get to meet their coaches before the game, and nice people, good people. They work hard, and they're football people. And just it was a good experience for me. Now, hopefully our kids came away with some of those things, too.
You've got one game left on the schedule. It's senior night at home against Perry. Perry, a very good football club in your district as well. They're 7-2. They lost to Chisholm, actually, during their last game back on the 20th day of October, 62-12. So they have kind of a bye week coming into their final week. And clearly Perry with a lot to play for as they travel to Ormond Beach Stadium on Friday.
Yeah, Perry, we started watching the film on them actually last week. I was kind of peek at the next opponent as well. And, you know, Perry lost their quarterback against Alva late in the fourth quarter, so that really has made a difference in their offensive production. They do some things now. I think they have a freshman quarterback where they do some things under center, I formation. They'll have 2x2, 3x1 sets, but their defensive line is solid. Linebackers feel very well. Perry's just it's an athletic town, and you can tell when they tackle on the film. Some of those guys are wrestlers; they'll take you down now. And it's going to be interesting for us senior night. Hopefully, we'll rise to the occasion. But we're losing some good seniors and good kids, and hopefully, last home game, we'll be ready to play.
What would you like to see from you guys on Friday night? What would a successful evening be for you?
A successful evening for us would obviously be a win. Would love to have a win, steal one from Perry, and go into the off season feeling good about ourselves. Unfortunately, we're still dealing with multiple injuries. At one point, I looked over on the sideline. We had 8 kids on the sideline, and 6 of them were freshmen, and they're full freshmen out on the field starting. So we're developing our youth, which is critical to the growth of the program, but I'd like to see us come out, compete, don't miss so many tackles, do things that you're supposed to do on defense, and play hard. I want us to play hard for the full 4 quarters.
How many seniors do you guys have? I know this will be their final game, not only at home, but for this season, and how special is it as a coach to see those guys play their final game on the field at their home stadium?
Yeah, they're all good kids, Evan. We have 8, and I am their 3rd coach in 4 years. So the consistency has definitely made an impact on their performance on the field, and certainly we want to have these kids go out feeling good about themselves. Off the top of my head, you know, we lost Warren Graves at halftime at the Chisholm game with a head injury, but we have, you know, kids like Caleb Bruce, very special to me, Colton Hyman, who fights through the pain and the injuries. And you have Tyler Wilson, you have Ben Gray, you know, on and on, the list goes on with these guys. They're good kids. They do fight hard. And I just want them to know that we care about them no matter what the season has been, and they're always going to be welcome back here. you know, once a Husky, always a Husky. But look forward to seeing them on Friday night for their final game.
Pahuska head football coach Joe Tillman, once again, the Huskies coming off a loss to Chisholm. They will be at home Friday night against Perry, 7 o'clock kickoff at Ormond Beach Stadium for senior night and their final game of 2016. Coach Tillman, appreciate the time. We'll speak with you again next week.
Thanks, Evan. Have a good one.